It's Christmas Day. Thank you for spending some time with me here on Christmas. I'm glad that you're here, and I hope that you've been having a day punctuated by thoughts of Jesus Christ. Maybe you've been a believer in Jesus for a long time, or a short while, or perhaps you have yet to believe in Him. No matter how you see Christ, He is the reason that we have Christmas. And today I thought it would be appropriate if I simply spent some time reading to you the story of the birth of Christ from the Bible. Now, it may be that you've already heard it this weekend. Perhaps this was read in your own personal reading of God's Word, or at church on Sunday, or some families will read this Christmas morning. If you have already heard it, stick with me, because it's always good to hear the Word again. Also, along the way, I will give you a personal reflection on what these passages mean to me, and at the end, I will pray for you. For now, sit back in the quiet, if you can, and hear the Bible. First, I will read to you some of the prophecies predicting the birth of Christ, His life, and His death in the Old Testament. Isaiah 9, verse 6 says, "For a child will be born to us, a son will be given to us, and the government will rest on His shoulders, and His name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace." Isaiah 52, verse 13 says, "Behold, my servant will prosper. He will be high and lifted up and greatly exalted." Micah 5, verse 2. Micah 5, verse 2 is an awe-inspiring prophecy. It says, "But as for you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, too little to be among the clans of Judah, from you one will go forth for me to be ruler in Israel. His goings forth are from long ago, from the days of eternity." Wow, these prophecies are really something. I hope you heard how they speak of who Jesus is and what Jesus will do. For example, Jesus is indeed a wonderful counselor and the Prince of Peace. I am by nature a person who definitely leans in the direction of worry, and in the past, even to be anxious and fearful. But by developing my relationship with Jesus, I have found Him to indeed be a wonderful counselor. In prayer, I take to Him all my worries, anxiety, and fear, and just tell Him what's bothering me. I speak to Him as one would to a counselor. Really. I keep finding that I get distracted when I pray, so I take to journaling, writing out my prayers. And if you were to read one of my journals, you will read something about how I'm worried, and then how I am trying to hand that over to Jesus Christ. As I write and pray, I find that He gives me peace. And this really is a peace that, as the Bible describes in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 7, passes all understanding. Often it is hard for me to explain to someone how nervous I was writing the prayer, but then how peaceful I became when Jesus answered the prayer. One of my all-time favorite statements by Jesus is found in John 14, verse 27. "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Do not let your heart be troubled, and do not be fearful." Yes, Jesus gives true peace. Oh, and let me say a word about Micah's prophecy. Did you hear how in Micah's prophecy, Bethlehem is just a little, small town, a nothing and nowhere dot on the map? Bethlehem Ephrathah, too little. But in Bethlehem is born Jesus, God's Son. We sing it, "O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie." And then the greatest birth ever happens there. And this reminds me that God uses the small and insignificant places and people to serve Him and to do great and awesome things. And maybe you feel small and insignificant today. Maybe you are lonely and unnoticed. Maybe you too are a tiny dot on the map, but not so fast. God knows who you are, and He lovingly watches you, and you shouldn't underestimate what He can do in you for Him. And then it is appropriate that we read Isaiah's prophecy predicting the death of Christ. I know this is Christmas and not Good Friday or Easter, but remember, these prophecies preceded the birth of Christ and tell us the reason that He was born to die. Portions of Isaiah 53 say He was despised and forsaken of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And like one from whom men hide their face, He was despised, and we did not esteem Him. Surely our griefs he himself bore, and our sorrows he carried, yet we ourselves esteemed him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. But he was pierced through for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities. All of us like sheep have gone astray, each of us has turned to his own way, but the Lord has caused the iniquity of us all to fall on him. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. Like a lamb that is led to slaughter, and like a sheep that is silent before its shearers, so he did not open his mouth. Jesus was born into the world in order that he will experience this kind of treatment and die a torturous death for you and me. That's the clear message of Isaiah's prophecy. Jesus was born to die for your sin and for my sin. All of us like sheep have gone astray, and each of us has turned to his own way. I know I have. And so I need a Savior from my sin. And so, as Isaiah says, the iniquity of us all fell on him. Jesus took away my sin. The one man who never should have been a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief was crushed for my sin. He was crushed for your sin too. Do you believe in Jesus? And then we come to the Bible's New Testament and this announcement in Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 38. Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city in Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the descendants of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And coming in, he said to her, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was very perplexed at this statement and kept pondering what kind of salutation this was. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus." Verse 34, Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. And for that reason, the Holy Child shall be called the Son of God." Verse 37, "For nothing will be impossible with God." And Mary said, "Behold, the bondslave of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. And then back in Matthew's gospel, an angel meets with the earthly father of Jesus, Joseph. I'm reading Matthew 1, verses 18 through 25. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph before they came together, she was found to be with child by the Holy Spirit. And Joseph, her husband, being a righteous man and not wanting to disgrace her, planned to send her away secretly. But when he had considered this, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child who has been conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." Now all this took place to fulfill what was spoken by the Lord through the prophet. "Behold, the virgin shall be with child, and she shall bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which translated means "God with us." And Joseph awoke from his sleep and did as the angel of the Lord commanded him and took Mary as his wife, but kept her a virgin until she gave birth to a son and called his name Jesus. And Jesus is born in, as predicted, Bethlehem. Luke 2, verses 1 through 7. Now in those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that a census be taken of all the inhabited earth. This was the first census taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone was on his way to register for the census, each to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the city of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, in order to register along with Mary, who was engaged to him and was with child. And while they were there, the days were completed for her to give birth, and she gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in cloths and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And that is how Jesus was born, following the prophecies that predicted with precision his birth and the circumstances surrounding his birth. And what is my response to this? It is to worship Jesus Christ the Lord. I'm with the shepherds who came to see infant Jesus after his birth. They followed the angels who appeared to them, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest." After seeing Jesus, the Bible says the shepherds went back glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, just as had been told them. That's also in Luke chapter 2. I want to pray a prayer of thanks to Jesus, and I also want to pray for you. Lord Jesus, thank you for coming into this world, born as an infant in a manger with one singular purpose, to die for my sins and for the sins of every person listening to me who will, like the shepherds, believe in you and bow to you. Thank you for dying on the cross, crushed for us. And thank you for coming back to life now as you live forever in heaven. We thank you. And thank you for hearing my prayer. And I pray today for every person listening. And I ask that they too will believe in you and worship you and pray to you. I pray specifically for someone who's lonely. I pray for someone who is depressed and discouraged, for a family in conflict. I pray for a prisoner, a widow, a young man or woman who's being bullied. I pray for the homeless and helpless. And I pray for anyone for whom Christmas is not a joyful celebration for whatever reason. Lord Jesus, show yourself today to these my friends listening. I pray this in your name. Amen. Well, time does not permit me to share more with you today, but please come back tomorrow at this same time as we continue to learn together who God is. And for today, Jesus Christ is born. Enjoy a blessed Christmas, everyone, and I will talk to you again soon. Merry Christmas.